Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
America is so great again.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Prime of Grace, Prime of Grace!
Fat guy here again. Welcome to Cooking and Baking with a Fat Guy. I'm going to teach you how to cook and bake like a fat guy. So, let's get cooking, fat guy. Keep it lively and authentic. I am the one, the only, the crazy, incomparable Alex Cardinale. This is the Ace Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Ace stands for two things, Alex Cardinale Entertainment and Alex Cardinale Excellence. You will leave this show entertained and you will be excellent. Ace. Ace, ace. Yes, that's the ace. Hello, cooking and baking lovers, and welcome to Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy. I'm the Fat Guy, coming at you straight from my kitchen right here in Springfield, Massachusetts. Cook, bake, eat, repeat, because that's what a fat guy does. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite foods that I personally really enjoy. I'm going to talk about Italian food. Studies show that Italian food is well liked by Americans, Canadians, and even worldwide. Pizza, pasta, calzones, salad, and garlic bread are just some of the many Italian foods that have become worldwide trends and part of the United States cuisine. Cannolis, Italian cookies, tiramisu, and fajita bread are just some of the Italian pastries that have become worldwide favorites. Now, with a name like Cardinale, you can bet I am Italian. I'm honored because I am an Italian-American. I'm Italian and I'm living in the great country of the United States of America. But I grew up with Italian foods and Italian cooking all the time because my great-grandmother, my grandma, and my mother always cooked Italian food. I watched and learned how to cook from them, and by the age of 12, I was able to make chicken parmesan and meatballs all by myself. So I pretty much was a cook by the age of 12, and I knew how to cook by my teenage years, so that was very exciting for me. Now, I want you to stop and think to yourself, what is your all-time favorite Italian food? What is it that you like about it? For me personally, I have a few favorites that I would like to tell you guys about. The first favorite of mine is chicken parmesan. And chicken parmesan is one of the first foods I learned to cook, as I said a few moments ago. I like chicken parm because I like the crispy chicken. I like the nice marinara sauce, and I love the cheese on top. I love the flavor that chicken parm brings, and especially served with pasta, the extra breadcrumbs that fall off and hit your pasta, it's really delicious. I also like tortellini pesto because I'm a big fan of stuffed pastas. I like the ricotta cheese filling in the tortellini, and I love pesto sauce. Of course, I love meatballs. They're seasoned very well, and I like them in a marinara sauce, a very classic Italian-American dish. And cannoli are my personal favorite Italian dessert. I absolutely love cannolis with a good ricotta filling. So I can probably guarantee that most of you either said pizza, some kind of a pasta, salad, or some kind of a grinder, or some kind of a calzone, because those are some of the most popular Italian foods. On Saturday, February 4th, 2017, I am hosting a 25th anniversary party for my parents. Congratulations, Mom and Dad, on being together for 25 years. I am hosting it in a banquet room at a local Italian restaurant. It's going to be packed with Italian food, chicken parm, franchise, meatball, ziti, and salad by the restaurant. I'm also going to be ordering a cannoli platter from a local Italian pastry shop named La Florentine, and I look forward to that. So that just goes to show you that for big events, Italian usually is the food that people use. So anyway, here's what's planned for today's show. I'm going to have a discussion on common Italy dishes in the United States. So I'm going to talk about some of the common Italian dishes that us Americans eat. And then I've got some delicious recipes for you. I have a chicken parmesan recipe, a chicken Milanese recipe, a chicken and broccoli in a white wine lemon garlic sauce recipe, tortellini pesto, Italian cookies, and marinara sauce. All of those delicious recipes will be given out here on today's show. So, let's get started. I want to talk about some common Italian dishes in the United States of America. And I want to start with Parmesan. Now, originally, Parmesan started with eggplant. But now, Parmesan can happen with almost any sort of protein. Obviously, we have our chicken Parmesan, and we have eggplant parm, and we have veal parm. Now there are restaurants that are doing pork cutlet Parmesan using a boneless pork. There are places doing fish Parmesan, and I at one point even saw somebody doing a shrimp Parmesan. So the philosophy of taking some protein, breading it, frying it, and then adding marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese to it has become quite popular here in the United States of America and all over the world. Okay, another common Italian dish in the United States of America is a dish called chicken marsala. The main ingredient of chicken marsala is, of course, the marsala wine. Now, for those of you who don't know, Marsala wine is made in Italy. It's a very sweet and savory wine, and that is why a lot of chefs like to use Marsala wine in cooking and baking. So, with chicken Marsala, or the entree known as Marsala, the star of the dish is the Marsala wine. Then you have your protein or your meat, and then you have mushrooms and shallots, basil or oregano, herbs. So you can use your favorite herb in almost any dish since we're on that matter. But basically for a Marsala entree, you're going to use any protein that you like. You dredge it in flour and you saute it. Now for protein, generally speaking, chefs and restaurants use chicken or they use veal or some sort of boneless beef or a boneless pork cutlet. But like I said, you can use any protein you like. Simply just saute it. And then you're going to add your mushrooms and shallots and the herb. Now, generally, Marsala is served with pasta or risotto, the traditional Italian way. But Americans generally either serve it with pasta, mashed potatoes, or the vegetable of the day in restaurants. So Marsala is a very versatile dish that you can serve it either way, and people are still going to enjoy it. Another classic Italian dish that us Americans like is a dish called Milanese. Now, Milanese is a protein that is breaded in breadcrumbs, sautéed, and then served with a nice white wine, lemon sauce, and traditionally it is served with arugula, which is a type of green vegetable. I personally don't like it like that. I like to serve mine with pasta on the American side. So, Milanese is very similar to the French franchise. Basically the same thing, except that it is breaded. Now, like I said, you can serve your Milanese with pasta or your favorite side, but traditionally, the Italian style is with arugula. Another common Italian dish in the United States of America is the classic meatball. Now, the Italian meatball generally has Italian-style breadcrumbs, some salt and pepper, herbs like oregano, basil, and parsley. It has mozzarella cheese and Parmesan cheese in it, and eggs. And you mix it together, then you bake it. A lot of Italians bake their meatballs, and a lot of them fry them. But I think the baking style is the most healthiest and best way to make meatballs. So you want to make sure that you bake your meatballs because it's the best and healthiest way. But you can fry them too if you prefer that style. However, meatballs are either baked, fried first before they're added to the marinara sauce. Pasta and pasta dishes are another common United States of America dish. We all love our pasta. Pizza is another common American dish. And calzones. Fajita bread is another thing that Italians have gave Americans, and Americans really love the fajita bread. Salads and cannolis are all American foods from Italians. Okay, now on to the fun part of the show. It's recipe time. Alright, so it's time for our first recipe of the evening, and that recipe is going to be my delicious chicken parmesan recipe. So you're going to need 2.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast pounded thin. You'll need 3 eggs. You'll need 1/2 cup of heavy whipping cream. That's going to help your egg mixture get more fluffy. You will need about 3.5 cups of breadcrumbs or more. You're going to need my marinara sauce, which I have a recipe for following this one, or you could use your favorite marinara sauce. You're going to need some mozzarella cheese. You can either use fresh mozzarella or a bag or two of your favorite shredded mozzarella. And you're also going to want to use herbs, oregano. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to pound out your chicken thin. Then you're going to dredge the chicken in the mixed egg mixture and then into breadcrumbs. Then you're going to preheat a pan with oil until it's nice and hot. And then you're going to saute your chicken breast for 5 minutes on each side. Place it in the oven at 350 to make sure it's fully cooked for about 6 or 7 minutes. Then you're going to take it out of the oven and you're going to put some marinara sauce on it and then the cheese and the herbs. And you're going to bake it in the oven for about 15 minutes or until the cheese is melted. Then you can serve the chicken parmesan with pasta or your favorite side. It's a really delicious recipe. Now, my next recipe is my delicious marinara sauce. So you're going to need 1 can of tomato puree. You're going to need 1/2 can of tomato paste. You're going to need 1 can of crushed tomatoes and 1 can of Hunt's canned tomato sauce. You're going to need 1 onion chopped, and you're also going to need some fresh garlic minced. And for seasonings, I use Italian seasoning, salt and pepper, garlic, and a little bit of sugar to take the acidity away. So what you're going to do is you're going to chop your onion and your garlic, and you're going to sweat those until they're translucent. Then you're going to add all of your tomato products and stir it in. Then you're going to add your seasonings, and you're going to let it simmer for about 1 hour. Then, after 1 hour, you mix in your sugar and stir it in. Let it simmer for another 15 minutes, and your marinara sauce is ready to use. Now, you can use this marinara sauce for the chicken parm, for spaghetti and meatballs, for pasta, or calzone, or pizza, or for dipping mozzarella sticks. This marinara sauce has a variety of uses. It's a very versatile sauce. Now I'm going to give you my chicken marsala recipe. For this recipe, you're going to need 2.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, pounded thinly. You're going to need some flour seasoned with salt and pepper and Italian seasonings. You're going to need some portobello mushrooms, about 2 or 3 containers from your grocery store, or as many or as less mushrooms that you like. You can use a shallot or an onion, one shallot or one onion diced, and you're going to need parsley and oregano. You're going to want to dredge your chicken in the flour, then heat a skillet with some olive oil and saute each chicken for about 4 minutes on each side. Don't worry if the chicken is not cooked all the way, it'll finish cooking in the sauce. Remove the chicken from the skillet and add your onions and your garlic and saute for a few minutes. Then add your mushrooms and saute for 3 more minutes. Add some flour to the mushrooms and onion mixture. That's going to make a roux. Then you're going to pour in your Marsala wine and stir it around. Return the chicken to the pan. And I want you to take a cup of chicken stock and add that to the pan with the Marsala sauce. That's going to make a nice sauce for you. Serve the chicken Marsala with your favorite side. My next recipe is chicken Milanese. For this recipe, you're going to need 2.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. You're also going to need some eggs whipped with 1/2 cup of heavy whipping cream. You're also going to need some panko breadcrumbs or your favorite breadcrumbs, 1 cup of white wine, 1/2 cup of lemon juice, and some chicken stock and butter. To make this dish, you're going to want to dredge the chicken in eggs and then in breadcrumbs, saute in olive oil for about 5 minutes per side, remove from the pan, and put it in the oven at 350 for 3 minutes extra to make sure the chicken is cooked all the way. Remove from the oven and begin making your sauce. You're going to put some butter and flour in a saute pan just to make a short, simple roux. You're going to add your white wine, and then you're going to add your lemon juice and whisk together to get a nice thick sauce. Then you can add your chicken stock to thin it out and make a nice pourable sauce. Add your chicken to the pan and you're ready to serve that with your favorite side or pasta. Okay, so my next recipe is my delicious chicken and broccoli pasta. A very easy weeknight dinner that you can make with your family, and it's a very simple dinner. So you're going to need about 5 to 10 chicken breasts, depending on how many people you are feeding. You're going to need some fresh broccoli, or you can buy frozen broccoli, whole broccoli. You could buy frozen whole broccoli cuts, whatever you prefer. You're also going to need 1 onion diced. You'll need 1 bottle of white wine and about 1 cup of chicken stock. So what you're going to do is you're going to slice up your chicken into little pieces, either bake it or saute it in a skillet. Once your chicken is fully cooked, add your onions and saute for about 5 minutes or until the onions are cooked. Then you can start your pasta water. And you're going to multitask here. In that pasta water, you're going to cook your pasta and your broccoli. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Then you're going to drain the pasta and the broccoli and add it into your chicken and broccoli saute pan. You're going to pour in the white wine and also a little bit of lemon juice and a chicken stock and saute until a nice sauce forms. Usually it takes about 5 minutes or so. Very delicious pasta dish. And I should say that you're going to want to cook this dish, or the total cooking time for this dish is about 20 minutes, but what I'm trying to say is you're going to want to cook your pasta until it's just about al dente. So instead of 6 to 10 minutes, you're going to want to do about 3 to 5 minutes because it's going to finish cooking in your sauce. Alright, so my next recipe is tortellini pesto. Now, to make the pesto, you're going to need 2 cups of pine nuts, 3 handfuls of oregano and parsley, 1 cup of olive oil, and 2.5 cups of Parmesan cheese. You're going to place all of your ingredients into a blender and combine until it makes a nice sauce. Then you're going to cook your tortellini until just about al dente. Drain your tortellini, return to the pan, and add your pesto sauce. Then you're going to add some fresh Parmesan cheese and serve. So those are our recipes to get us started. Now I'm going to go ahead and take a quick intermission where you're going to hear one song and also an upcoming event for the Ace Network. When I come back, I have a delicious Italian cookie recipe for you and a cannoli filling recipe for you. So don't go anywhere, folks. Is Super Bowl 51 week right here on Ace Network with me, Alex Cardinelli. Come join me as we celebrate Super Bowl 51 live on Ace Network all week next week, starting on Monday, January 30th, where I'll talk about my personal favorite Super Bowls at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Then join me the next day, Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, as I break down how the Patriots and Falcons made it to Super Bowl 51. Then join me on Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, for my delicious recipes for Super Bowl 51. And finally, on February 3rd, 2017, it's the big Super Bowl 51 preview show, where I discuss who I think is going to win. That's Friday, February 3rd, 2017, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to host the Super Bowl 51 post-time show at 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, February 5th. So, let's enjoy the Super Bowl week on Ace Network. Alright, food, cooking, and baking lovers, welcome back to my cooking show for tonight. I have been talking about foods that Americans eat that are Italian, and I've been giving out some Italian recipes before intermission, and now we're back here live on Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy, where I'm going to give you some more awesome recipes. I have two more recipes to give you, so let's get back into it, shall we? So now I've got two delicious Italian dessert recipes for you. So let's get to it. Italian cookies. These are cookies that are filled with either anise or lemon extract, and then they also have a nice glaze, like a lemon glaze for it. So this is a very good cookie to have when you have a Christmas party or any sort of a party. So for the dough, you're going to need a half cup of sugar, one stick of unsalted butter, two large eggs, a quarter cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of anise extract or lemon extract, 2 3/4 of a cup of all-purpose flour, 2 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, and a quarter teaspoon of salt. For your glaze, you're going to need 1 cup of powdered sugar, 4 teaspoons to 5 teaspoons of milk, 1 teaspoon of anise extract or lemon extract. For me personally, I like to use lemon because for me, lemon tastes better than anise, but you can use what your preference is. And for decorations, you can use rainbow sprinkles or multicolored non-pearls for this recipe. You're going to want to preheat your oven to 325 and put some parchment papers on your baking sheet. You're going to beat the first 5 ingredients in a large bowl with mixer until blended. On low speed, beat in next 3 ingredients until blended, and that is your cookie dough. Drop rounded teaspoons of dough 2 inches apart onto the prepared baking sheet. Bake 8 to 10 minutes until bottoms are lightly golden. Remove cookies in a wire rack to cool. Dip tops of cookies in a glaze, and while wet, sprinkle with non-pearls. Let set. Now to make the glaze, you want to whisk 1 cup of powdered sugar, 4 to 5 teaspoons of milk, and your 1 teaspoon of anise or lemon extract in a small bowl until smooth. Now my final dessert recipe is actually a filling that you could use for cannolis or for cake to fill cakes or to frost cupcakes with. There's a wide variety of uses for this recipe. It's a very versatile recipe, and that is cannoli filling. For that, you're going to need a half cup of whipping cream, 1 15-ounce container of whole milk ricotta cheese, a half cup of powdered sugar, a half teaspoon of vanilla, and a quarter teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and a 1/3 cup of mini semi-sweet chocolate chips. Instructions. In a bowl of a stand mixer fitted with a whisk attachment, whip the cream until stiff peaks form. Put the cream into a small bowl and set aside. In the same mixing bowl, add the ricotta cheese, powdered sugar, vanilla, and cinnamon. Mix on medium speed until well combined, about a minute. Fold in the whipped cream and chocolate chips. Chill the cream for at least 2 hours before filling the cannoli shells or using it on your selected desserts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for tonight. I hope you enjoy my recipes, and I hope you use my recipes. Let me know how the recipes come out if you do use my recipes. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did enjoy the show, please feel free to tell your friends about today's show. And please feel free to share today's show on your social media account. You can find all of our other shows at blogtalkradio.com/Ace Network with Alex Cardinelli. And you can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Podberry and TuneIn Radio. Until next time, Fat Guy Alex Cardinelli says thank you so much for tuning in to Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy here on the Ace Network. And our next episode of Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy is going to be on pasta recipes and pasta tips. So make sure you join me for those delicious recipes and delicious tips for making a delicious pasta entree. Thank you for tuning in, and have our greatest of your night, and we'll see you next time here on the Ace Network.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes that we're giving out on our show, and show advertisements. You can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are safe by listening to this